This is Telltales, Dakota Folklife and Stories, a collection of narratives, shared memories, and personal experiences from those who live on the North Dakota Plains. In this episode, Keith Bear, the Mandan flutist, artist, and storyteller, shares the traditional Native story of Turtle and Pretty Crane.
I did go along the Smoky Water where we once lived. There was a village there along the trees. If you didn't notice, you'd think it was another hill. Built into the ground, the lodges of our people kept us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. Many people knew of us. They came from far and wide to trade with us. We were the medicine center. We were the grocery store. We were the place where people gathered. One day along the river, people were coming. Warriors rode into the village. They're bringing horses. They're bringing horses. And this young man, he ran up on the hill. He sat there and he watched. As they came in, he could feel the ground shaking under the thunder of those hoofs. The men were singing, "We bring these good animals. We bring these good animals. We bring them for you. We bring these good animals." And among those that were singing, there was one voice that was high and beautiful. And he couldn't believe it. When he saw her, her hair was long, black, shining like the wing of a raven. That boy, he went down there by the river one day. He went to wash himself. He did it every morning. And as he got close to the shore, he seen that girl sitting out on the end of a log washing her hair. He got down into the grass and he came slowly forward. Taking a stick, he lifted her moccasin and took it back to himself. Soon she turned around. "All right, brothers," he said. "Where's my moccasin? Which one of you took it?" He thought, "Brothers," and he laid as close to the ground as he could. From the right came two voices. "What do you mean, took your moccasin? We ain't got your moccasin. You better get ready. We gotta go back now. Time to eat." When she turned and looked again, he was laying there in the grass. He was pushing that moccasin back towards her when all of a sudden from behind him, "Look, what are you doing here?" And they slammed him, they kicked him, they pushed him, they shoved him, they threw him into the water. They said, "Who are you? What are you doing here?" Said, "My name is Turtle. You come here to look at our sister in this way?" "No," he said, "I come here to wash myself." "What is your name?" "Turtle. You look like a turtle low in the ground there." Turtle. He watched this girl grow. They came to the village and they had a big dance. He watched the brothers as they were chasing the other girls. He stood up behind the hills. In the morning when they were gathering berries, he saw them with the wind to his back. He went to that side of the village and he let her know. "Through the night, you have been my dream. I woke this morning and I sat upon the hill and I waited for you to bring sunlight into the day. As I sat, I twisted sweet grass with the flowers that grow. When you stepped from your lodge and you stepped upon the earth, the sun began to shine. Birds began to sing. Butterflies began to dance. My heart began to pound. I wanted to say good things to you, but when I looked into your eyes, I became lost. My mind was like a cloud, I could not think. My tongue was so thick, I could not speak. I lowered my eyes to the earth and I raised my hand with the bracelet. You took it from me as you walked past. I turned and looked after you and said, there goes the light of my life. There goes the source of my desire. You are the woman of my dreams. All through the night I've dreamed of you. All through the night I shall dream of you again." Turtle and Pretty Crane, they tried to run. She was taken away from them, sent down the river with her brothers. Her aunt followed another bowboat, spinning around this way and that way, splashing water back and forth. Her brother had been hurt. They came to the shore, and the two other brothers helped bring him up there. They laid him down in the grass on a place that they had prepared. Where are we going? We're going back home to our own people. We had enough of those Earth Lodge people. The girl looked. She walked down by the river, trying to get away for a moment, sitting along on a log, long log by the cut bank, looking across. Soon she heard some creaking in the brush behind her. She turned and looked, and there he was, that turtle once again. He sat and he talked with her there on the log. He pulled out a bag that he found along the trail, and he took out some of that, and he said, "Here." She said, "Where did you get that bag? That belongs to my auntie." "I found it on the trail," he said. "It's got some good things in here. You want some of that?" And he took another handful of that wasna, that pounded meat and fat and berries. When she looked at that, she saw some other color berry there she hadn't been seen before. "Where did you get this?" "I found it on the trail. Have some." She just barely took any. He took another handful. They were sitting there a long time, and the shadows were going across the river. And she began to feel bad. She began to sweat. Her stomach began to cramp. He said, "I must take you back." And he grabbed her and lifted her, carried her towards her camp, stumbling himself. When he got there, the father was very mad. "What did you do to her?" "He said, nothing." He said, "I only shared this with her." And when he saw the bag, he recognized it as his sister's bag. "What did you put in here?" he said to his sister. She said, "It wasn't meant for her. It was only meant for him." The medicine was bad. Turtle and Pretty Crane, they went to two different worlds. He became a great leader. She became a star above the people. We turn and ask her to look after us. And sometimes you go down to the river. You look there along the shore. Maybe you see that pretty crane standing on one leg looking down, smiling at the turtle.
Produced in partnership with Dakota Legacy, this project is supported in part by a grant from the North Dakota Council on the Arts, which receives funding from the North Dakota State Legislature and the National Endowment for the Arts.